Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. Questions as of March 14th, publishing on Thursday, March 17th. And thank you for your questions. Diving into cash and precious metals. Are you affiliated with or would you recommend an investment person or firm? We don't recommend firms on the Solari Report. If you look at my Solari Investment Advisor website, I do screens. And in that capacity, I work with an asset manager. You can see who that is. By looking at the Solari Advisor website. Question, why have more assets if you don't have an army to protect them? It turns out that Tom Lugano, it's picked up on my expression. That's good to see. We need to spread that expression everywhere. Dear Catherine, somebody who's been running their finances for the family for many decades suddenly realized he needs to get his wife educated how to do it, or she's interested now. So I recommended several books from the American Institute of Economic Research, which I think are great for financial planning and developing financial literacy, and also basic budgeting and other materials from Dave Ramsey, who I like very much. So check those out and see if those help. Question, what do you think of the government giving money to people with kids? It's all about dependency and control. So you've been watching the government do everything they can to destroy people's financial independence and businesses and tax them into the ground and, you know, play games with the central banking quantitative easing to, you know, it's economic warfare to destroy their financial independence. And then you put them on government subsidy and then wham, you've got them by control. Why do we need to pay taxes so that they can use our money to control us? We don't. So I would much prefer to see lower taxes than government subsidies going. What we need is the government to stop genociding people and destroying our businesses. Good day, Catherine. Thank you to you, your staff, and your special guests for keeping us informed. You mentioned you would not keep your money in Canada. What would you do? Okay, so no country is safe. There's risk in all. The push, you know, the push for central control is global. If I inherited $100 million today, here are the jurisdictions where I would stash assets. So here's what I listed. South Dakota, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Switzerland, Netherlands, Singapore, Russia, Sweden, Bosnia, and in safes around the Solari circles and teammates around the world. So I'd have safes everywhere. And basically the cash and the network rolling into different nodes and then rolling out of those nodes. So, you know, I'd have it pretty spread around. Anyway, I put that list in the notes if you want to look at them again. Dear Catherine, okay, this is somebody writing from Greece. It looks like you've got a great import-export business, and you want to know if you should continue. Yes, if you look at the powers that be, they're moving forward, building and starting and taking businesses public and building them. You know, food's going to be even more important, so I would just keep going. You wanted to know what I thought of what Ice Age Farmer said. Yeah, I've been saying for years on the Solari Report, expect four food shortages, deterioration in the quality of food, and more effort to use food to control. So food's going to be important, and you're going to have to handle that risk in doing your business. But I would proceed because I think, you know, getting great, high-quality food to people is a great thing. And there's a lot of great stuff going on in Greece that way. You said you heard an interview from Jim Rickards. I just don't listen to Jim Rickards, honestly. Can there be power, you know, games with the power grid? Sure. But I'm not a great believer in prophecy. You know, maybe the guys at the top know exactly what they're going to do to bring in the new system, but I think it's very fluid. There are many different ways they're trying to produce a financial control grid. Could they play games with power and electricity? You bet. But, you know, I think you want to be prepared to deal with resiliency and energy for many different reasons. Anyway, I'm not big on internet prophecy, and I'm not big on fear porn, and I'm not big on using entertainment. You know, I like to use entertainment to entertain myself, not for planning purposes, so I'm a skeptic. Catherine, I really enjoy your money and market segment. With my career as CPA, I'm deeply indebted to many good people, including the wisdom of Dr. Gary North. North is excellent. I'm a big North fan, so I'm with you. What is the outlook for CPA? I think the outlook for CPA and accounting is very good if you're good at the software side of it, because more and more is going to be automated. You may have to reinvent yourself. The difficulty of CPA is they put a lot of enforcement responsibilities on you. that become really uncomfortable or unbearable. So at that point, you're going to have to become a consultant. I also think there's a real opportunity to do everything you can to delay assets being stolen. So looking for ways of using in corporate and trust structures to help people protect their assets and find ways of transacting outside the main system. You know, it's important to remember, if the central control grid snaps into place and they insist on injections every year or every 6 months or every 3 months, then most of us are going to get sick and die if we do that. Or we get forced out of the system and get sick and die because we're trying to grow our own food and it's too hard. You know, just remember that if there is no law, there is no future. That's just the way it is, which is why it makes sense not to figure out what your workaround is, but to figure out how to stop the lawlessness. Hi, Catherine. I wrote this question last week about guns. Okay, so you said your interpretation is, I said this, this, this. Is that a good summation? No, it's not. It's a terrible summation. Then you said it's a waste of time to vote. I don't believe that. I believe control is bottom up, and it really matters what happens in your state and local elections. And a lot changes when people pay attention and get in there and fight. So, you know, we just are going to have to disagree on that one. Then you go on about you've been thinking about poor people and you wanted to know what is a debt trap. So I gave you the link to Wikipedia on debt trap diplomacy. Then you wanted to know if you think there's going to be a civil war breakout in America. If I were you, if you wanted to understand the missing money, I would check out missingmoney.solari.com, and that links to the wrap-up we did on the missing money, HUD missing money, so I would check that out as well. I think what is going on, and there's an effort to engineer a breakup of the U.S., and the goal would be to abrogate liabilities and steal assets and protect from new liabilities. And also, you mentioned the book Dark Money. My book review of that is in the library if you're interested. Next question. Dear Catherine, I'm eternally grateful for the information you and an amazing group of people are sharing. Thank you. And you had a series of questions about your situation, the most important of which is, who is your banker? So let me see if I can take a look and see what I can figure out for Sydney, Australia. If you haven't gotten on Connect yet, you definitely want to get on Connect and figure out who's there in Australia with you. Dear Catherine, I'm trying to get up to speed. I'm 68, retired with a good NHS pension and some investments in the stock market. What I would do, you asked, do I do one-on-one advice? I don't do one-on-one advice, but I would suggest listening to the last couple of equity overviews and reading the links. I do an equity overview every quarter, and I think that could be very helpful to you. What I would start to do is start learning about how the money works in your place and what you can do to improve and invest in local food systems and resiliency. It sounds like that might be a very good use of your time if it fits your interest. Hi, Catherine. I apologize for not... Oh, you might want to check out, and this is in the mega links with the equity overview, the Solari report we did on understanding your local ecosystem, your local financial ecosystem. Okay, this is from somebody who's got 80% of their wealth in short-term treasuries. Should you reduce that? I can't give investment advice, but I gave you a link to my article I wrote with my attorney, Kavi Emter, why investors need to do due diligence on the U.S. Treasury and related securities. I never like having things in one place, and I put in a link to an article I wrote called Rethinking Diversification, which may help. You know, we're definitely in an environment where I think real things are the way to go. But again, you should listen also to the equity overview and look at those links. Dear Catherine, do you think investing in real estate, gold, silver, and certain stocks are a good investment at this time? Okay, that's like saying, you know, do I think we should live on planet Earth? What real estate, where? What gold? How do you hold it? What silver? How do you hold it? At what price do you buy it? Which stocks? This cannot be answered generically, so I would suggest you listen to the equity overview and look at the links as well. In the equity overview in April, I'll comment on where I think the market is, and Rambus will have his new chartology. But remember, success in investments is very much related to specifics, both the specifics of your situation and the specifics of the different, not just the categories, but the specific circumstances. There's some real estate that's a great investment. There are other real estate that's a horrible investment. So, you know, asking this Question generically makes no sense. What is the risk of having an SBA COVID business loan? If you read the terms and conditions in the contract and the fine print, just imagine how it could be used if they were going to hold you to the letter of the law. And particularly if the people who are holding you to the letter of the law are not well-intentioned. Hi, Catherine. I'm a subscriber and follower of the Salary Report. Let's see. We've been searching for a small privately owned bank in our area, and I've seen several of your interviews, including your advice on Salary Report on how to find one. We're in Texas. With the recent freezing of bank accounts imposed on Canadians, it presents a question if credit unions would be a safer option. If we get those kind of freezes, it's going to apply to credit unions and banks. I don't think that makes a difference. What I come back to is the quality of the governance and the management. And so I find in any particular place, it could be a credit union, it could be a bank. I generally lean towards banks because I like to see the equity created. But, you know, I've seen credit unions which are far better than the banks in an area. It's very specific. So I would just try and find the best institution that offers you the best chance of personal relations in that place and great customer service. If the feds come in and institute one of those freezes, it's going to apply to all depository institutions. And for that, you're going to need money outside the system. Dear Catherine, appreciate your work greatly. I've been moving money from large bank to credit union Mountain American in Utah. Just found out this union is federally chartered. Was this a mistake to pick this? No, I generally prefer state chartered if it's a good state, not if it's not a good state. Again, the more important question is the quality of the governance and management. Hi, Catherine. I'm finding it hard to understand what Bitcoin cryptocurrency essentially is. So I put in two links. One was a special report I did called Bitcoin Yop several years ago, and then a recent interview I did on McCullough's show. And I would start with there and then ask questions if you have them. Catherine, in the burgeoning world of many ways can take your crypto, it appears Coinbase just cut off their Russian clients. They cut off 25,000 Russian wallets. I don't know if that was all of them. Somehow I doubt they were able to cut off the cash holder. Actually, the central, you know, the Americans have cut off the Russians' cash, believe it or not. So they're holding cash and in dollars, and that's frozen. So they have grabbed their cash in, to the extent it's in their central bank. But we now have a senator from Maine trying to pass a law saying the Russians can't transact their gold. You know, good luck with that. But the beat goes on. Good morning, Catherine. Got a question about Russian securities. My attitude is if you can transact this legally in a U.S. brokerage account, I do not see what the problem is. Can you get criticized? Sure. If you're buying in a... One of the things I would do is I would check... I haven't done this. I would check with Interactive Broker and see if they're allowing any transactions in the Russian securities and whether or not, you know, what the rules are. The way to find out what the real rules are is to get on a brokerage account, see what's possible and talk to them. Anyway, my guess is there are an awful lot of people in offshore funds teeing up to make a killing by buying tremendous amounts of these things for a song. A frightening story here. New subscriber. I bank at the San Francisco Fire Credit Union for over a decade. Today I went to the branch to pull out a decent chunk of cash, $8,000, and was told that I ought to call for withdrawals over $5,000 to make sure they have it. Then the teller asked why I was pulling it out. I replied it was my personal business and turned it back on her. Why are you asking about what I will do with my own money? She murmured a lame excuse, but later in the transaction declared that the bank required it. I refused. And then she told me that the bank needed it to update my type of work. I refused. The manager came over, and again I refused, at which point he walked away and murmured something about getting okay from the compliance officer. But I then received my request for withdrawal. I've withdrawn the same amount about 3 weeks ago with no problem, so I'm assuming that I'm lightly flagged. Has this been a standard policy of banks to flag larger cash transactions under the guise of a drug enforcement policy or something new? No, this has been going on for 4 or 5 years now. As about the story, there was an older gentleman in a suit at the next stall who turned to me and said, "That's right, none of their business, fuck them." Pretty funny. Regardless, I'm looking for a new bank. I suspect that the problem... The regulations that are forcing them to do this would be forcing your new bank to do it as well. You asked if there's some good local banks in Marin County there. The last time I looked, which was 3 or 4 years ago. There were. I don't know what the current status is, but just remember, this is compliance that is likely applied to all banks and credit unions. And but it's the advantage of having a good relationship with a bank who knows you well, because then they know how to handle this thing without irritating you. The Boston Globe article caught my attention. What is going on? What nefarious purposes are going on behind the scenes? It's about seizures of oligarch assets. And I think what's happening here is very interesting, and I would like to get better intelligence on this. Part of it is I'm wondering if they're cleaning up old messes and mob wars, or, and I also think if they can develop popular support for seizing assets from the oligarchs, then they'll be able to create the pathways for seizing assets from everyone else. They've done a lot of that with the asset forfeiture fund and asset seizures and the drug war. Make sure you don't celebrate the seizing of assets from anybody in a way that compromises the rule of law. It's pretty scary. Wow, no date on publication is February 2021. No wonder they wanted to bury it for 75 years. This is the list of adverse events for Pfizer that's been going around. We see Ryan Cole, pathologist from Idaho, saying that Pfizer is clearly engaged in fraud and should be stripped of their indemnification. And I would love to see a lot of attorneys going into court arguing that one, because I agree. I think they should be stripped of their indemnification. And there, Pfizer is out promoting the fourth booster. Is anyone surprised about the misreporting? And then there's a BMJ link that's in the notes. Dear Catherine, I hope this message finds you last year. You immediately answered my question. Previously discussed between you and John in the Russian-Ukraine conflict, it is difficult to get proper information which you might not be manipulated in one or the other direction. I understand your view about the politically need of digitalization and finally control, but what about all these discussions about viruses and diseases that will spread all over the world? Are these laboratories really exist in the Ukraine? Yes, the labs in the Ukraine have been documented on the DoD website. That was taxpayers' money, and you've seen disclosure on DoD website. One of the recent Tucker Carlson videos on this subject did a good job of going into the Internet Archive and getting some of the disclosure, but this is pretty well known. Now, the specifics of what they were really doing, that's a whole nother question. As I said, watching Victoria Nuland, she looked pretty nervous, and so the question is why. Can you please define the neocons? Anyway, I put a link to the neocon link in the Wikipedia. You said travel in Europe should be okay until fall. Are you expecting the next pandemic to arrive in the fall? No, they're trying to put in a new round of restrictions and controls that will likely go into place in the fall if they succeed. How long must your people labor underneath the omission? Tell them, Catherine, that we love you and have your support. This is a comment I was referring to the city in London, and this is somebody who was saying I'm not being specific enough. So I said, fine, send me a list of the controlling groups in the city and their names and their addresses, and I'm happy to consider the specific list, but I don't have it. Is that a Wi-Fi router sitting on the shelf behind John Titus? Okay, I sent that to John. I applaud you and the Solari team for giving us videos, podcasts through the Solari server. I'm interested to know whether your website is free from Google Search, Google Analytics, Google Review Software, and all the algorithms that allow Google to track and trace. We don't load any Google software on our website and servers. There's none. We do have a YouTube channel, which we've stopped using, but we've left the channel up. We do not stop any search engine spiders, not Google or anybody. So we don't make an effort to stop search engine spiders from searching our public site. They can't search our private site. Please note, you mentioned Brave. Please note that Brave has a Google Core browser. And I would encourage you to take a look at our article, Loosen Technology's Grip on Your Mind, that was in the first quarter 2021 Solari report. It has a lot of our recommendations. You can also check out our FAQs under your account, and that'll have some of our recommendations. Hi, this dear Madam Austin Fitz. Okay, this is from somebody in the Netherlands who wanted to have a conversation, and we're having a meeting of the Netherlands subscribers this Saturday at a restaurant in a windmill. It's very exciting near Rotterdam. Anyway, so you're gonna come, and hopefully we'll get your questions taken care of. Hi, Catherine. I think what I was trying to get at in my last email is this: what would the rules of society be in a system where society was crafted such that it made manipulating and exploiting others difficult or near impossible. And I wrote, suggest you take a read and read slowly and carefully the following. So I would suggest that you read carefully and slowly the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, which you can find in many different religious, in fact, in the back of our prayer book, we have the Islamic version, the Jewish version, the Christian version, I think the Buddhist version. I would also recommend reading the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis and the Evolution of Cooperation. Anyway, so that list is in the notes. You know, this has all been figured out and written down before. That's why we ought to defend what we have, because what we have is really quite extraordinarily good. Question, I want to let go of my smartphone and adopt a dumb phone. Various people have told me they have trouble getting a dumb phone that will work with cell service after a certain point. So you have to look in your area. I put a link up to where I get my Faraday bags, and I see if that'll help. I'm told the reason I chose them is apparently they provide bags for enforcement who need to put something in proof that it hasn't been accessed, you know, so they create an evidentiary trail. So apparently very high quality. Mike Maloney presents this table of oil imports showing that in 2020 the U.S. got only 1.4% of its oil from Russia. It's hard to see how shortfall of such a small amount could create so much inflation. The inflation is coming from the going direct reset, as you know. And I'm sure Mike Maloney knows too. Somebody said in a link from Twitter, is it real or Memorex? It was a staging of coverage on the war. It's pretty funny. Okay, no questions on the going direct reset, no questions on health, no questions on local gatherings. Again, we're looking forward to a meeting with the Netherlands subscribers this Saturday. No, not this Saturday, the following Saturday, excuse me. It's the 26th. Great group. Recommended links. Somebody sent me a link for a documentary made about a new or a young Dutch member of the legislature. His first name is Gideon van Meeren, and it looks very good, but there are no English subtitles. I'd love to watch it. So if you see an English subtitled version, let me know. Somebody saying thanks for the vaccine ID passports and CBDCs. So you should have gotten that wrap up. The vaccine ID passports was part of the third quarter, but it was so big, we decided to put it in a separate book and we mailed it out with the CBDCs. And then the third quarter taxation is going to the printer this week and it's beautiful. I can't wait for you to, they're all beautiful. They're just great job. But if you don't have your CBDC and vaccine passports by now, if you're in Europe or the United States and Canada, you should have it. Australia and New Zealand, what a production. You know, we have to drop ship it down there. It takes forever. Anyway, you would think there was a conspiracy. Anyway, if you haven't gotten your CBDC or vaccine ID passports and you're in North America or Europe, please let us know. We want to make sure you get that. Some great information from Alaska about what they're doing. It's from the 10th Amendment Center. They have great links. Also, some on what Kentucky is doing. Thank you for that. Then somebody sent in article or interview may be of interest. It was Martin Armstrong on the food shortages and the Great Reset. And he wanted to know if I would be interviewing him on the Solari Report. Somebody once asked me what I thought of Armstrong, and I sort of gave a read of what I thought were his good qualities and where we disagreed, and he threw me off his email list the next day. It's quite extraordinary. So I would say he's a little thin-skinned. The one thing is he has a black box software and basically says, you know, if you pay him to follow his black box and do what his black box says, it'll make you, you know, the implication will make you lots of money. And I don't believe in black box software and investing based on predictions of the future. I just don't believe in that. So he and I disagree on that one. Then somebody sent a long filing from Anna von Rietz, who has spent a lifetime working on sort of what the real legal systems are and what we should do to manage and deal with them. And the nature of my situation is I've never spent a lot of time on any of these systems because I find they don't respect, I'm dealing with a group, I've been dealing with a group of people my whole life who don't respect any legal filings or system. I mean, they're basically consider themselves above the law. I'm just the wrong person to talk to about this. I just don't know a lot about it. Somebody sent a link to an interview between a woman named Kim and Benjamin Fulford. I found Fulford has some good, whenever he puts out a newsletter, he has some good links. Although I have trouble understanding his framework, I just don't, we have different frameworks of the world. I was asked by someone to do a serious research on Kim, who they were supporting and very enthusiastic about what she's doing in terms of the financial system. And I asked for the basic documentation that you would do to do any financial due diligence, and they wouldn't provide it. So, one thing I will say about all the bad guys in the financial system, whether it's the big corporations or securities firms, I don't necessarily believe all their due diligence, but at least they will hold you to, the basic standard of saying, here's who owns the firm, here's how much they own. I mean, you can't get that from the New York Fed, but you can get it from most of the brokerage firms that you would do business with. So, I have a problem with grandiose claims that won't back it up with basic disclosure. Arthur Johnny Vedmore on Whitney Webb's Unlimited Hangout provides excellent research on the elite's influential protagonism of Glass Schwab and the WEF. Yeah, this is good. Whitney and her team always does a great job, and so does Ryan Christian at The Last Vagabond, where Whitney publishes. Then another link for stories ignored by the mainstream, another thing on Schwab, another link on the guaranteed basic income. This is an ugly picture because they're saying, okay, we're going to destroy your businesses and communities. A million businesses in the United States shut down last year. 60% of all black businesses shut down. Then they come along and say they're going to give you a guaranteed income. No, that's putting you over a barrel and getting total control. So I don't see why we should pay our taxes to the government so they can use the money to control us. Anyway, I would prefer with automation to cancel 90% of government overhead and reduce taxes. A link on transhumanism and a link from Francis Fukuyama. Fukuyama, I have no idea what's going to happen in the Ukraine, but, and I think my guess is that the Brits basically think they can put Putin in a corner and drain the Russians and ultimately get the upper hand. But in the meantime, I have to say that Fukuyama is just sucking up to the people who throw money around. It's not somebody I'm going to listen to. Something on artificial intelligence, a link on, let's see, Congress protect cryptocurrency and oppose digital finance, a podcast on, I would be careful of this one. This is, if I'm not mistaken, I got a call from somebody who wanted to do a trust structure to avoid taxes on their crypto, and they listened to something from CGT report, and when they described it to me, my advice was no. Never give up control of your money to strangers. Okay, that's it for March 17th. Questions as of March 14th. If we didn't get your question in, we'll get it next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me on the Solaria Report. Have a wonderful evening.